A local fire department is encouraging heater and furnace maintenance. Good morning. I'm Michelle Spring with your 9 o'clock news. A local fire department is asking residents to check all home heat sources as temperatures dip below freezing. Firefighters are encouraging safe conditions when operating fireplaces, wood burners, and furnaces this winter. New Philadelphia Lieutenant Bobby Smith says wood burners or fireplaces need to be thoroughly cleaned annually.
Most of your chimney fires start when you have that buildup of that stuff that's called creosote, and that's basically the byproduct of wood that's burnt there for several years. So a certified chimney sweep would be a good person to contact and just make sure your flue liner and everything is not cracked, and just make sure you don't have any chance of fire extending into your walls.
He recommends investing in a fireplace screen and making sure items are a safe distance from wood burners.
It's amazing how much radiant heat can come out of those like that, or just a little ember that pops out when it's burning. It can land on your carpet or anything like that. So those screens or those covers can actually help really prevent that.
According to the National Fire Protection Association, home fires cause an average of over 2,500 deaths, more than 12,000 injuries, and over $6 billion in damage. A local organization has been nominated for a prestigious award for their efforts to advance public health. The Tuscarawas County Commissioners submitted the nomination for Healthy Tusk to be considered for the nationally recognized 2019 Dr. Nathan Davis Award. Commissioner Chris Obule says Healthy Tusk plays a vital role in the community through their efforts in gathering health assessment data.
This is something that everybody in the whole county is affected by. So we all want to be able to promote health awareness and healthy activities that can help individuals to improve their quality of life.
He added that beyond the collected data, there are many ways the organization has made a difference in the community.
A member that is part of Healthy Tusk is Trinity Twin City Hospital. Of course, Dr. McKnight does the Fit for Life program, which really helps individuals. And also we have Union Hospital that has promoted breast cancer awareness.
Nathan Davis was the founder of the American Medical Association. The goal of the award is to recognize those who have made a contribution to promoting the art and science of medicine and public health. The award ceremony is held in February. And in state news, the U.S. Supreme Court won't hear an appeal by Montgomery County seeking immunity in a wrongful death lawsuit involving an inmate who died in 2012 during a medical emergency. The Dayton Daily News reports attorneys for the county's insurance company sought the protection previously denied by the U.S. District Court judge. Attorneys for Robert A. Richardson Sr.'s estate allege jail employees improperly subdued the 28-year-old man. The county's review concluded jail employees followed procedure. And in sports news, Cleveland lost to Houston 29-13. Baker Mayfield threw three interceptions as the Texans won their ninth in a row. The Bengals lost to the Broncos 24-10, and Pittsburgh let one slip away last night to the LA Chargers 33-30. And in college football, Ohio State was left out of the college football playoff. Alabama was at number one, Clemson 2, Notre Dame 3, and Oklahoma 4. The Buckeyes checked in at number 6 in the final rankings. In college basketball, number 16 Ohio State topped Minnesota yesterday, 79-59. The Cavs are at the Brooklyn Nets tonight at 7:30. Your news this morning is brought to you by Simpson Heating and Cooling, 817 West High Avenue in New Philadelphia, your local Carrier dealer. A look at your Z Country forecast is coming up next.
At Simpson, we mean quality for all your heating and
announcing great news about Simpson Heating and Cooling. They're now the highest rated Carrier heating and cooling products dealer in Tuscarawas County. And they're also the only Carrier factory authorized dealer in the county. Although Carrier manufactures other products, the Carrier logo is only put on their very best products. Simpson Heating and Cooling services all brands, but recommends and installs Carrier. Buy the best from the best, from a name you can trust. Simpson Heating and Cooling and Carrier. Turn to the experts.
Just one call for everything. Simpson Heating and Cooling.
Cloudy, breezy, and colder today with temperatures hanging out in the upper 30s to lower 40s throughout the day. There will be some scattered showers around. Scattered showers tonight changing to some snow showers. Low temperatures around 30 degrees. No snow accumulation expected. Tomorrow, scattered flurries, otherwise mostly cloudy and cold with a high of 34. Scattered snow showers Wednesday. Mostly cloudy, high 34. I'm Severe Weather Team 9 meteorologist Jeff Exline.
To stay up to date with local news, be sure to find us on Facebook, Twitter, or WTUZ.com. For WTUZ News, I'm Michelle Spring.
99.9 WTUZ.